she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
What's up, Sybil?
What's up, Tam-Tam? Snuggles.
Hey, how we doing?
We're good.
Snuggles. I'm just keeping it 100.
I know all that. Right. I can tell by your shirt. Snuggles always has the coolest shirts.
He does.
That's why we call him Snuggles. Because one day he wore one that said Snuggle Monster. And I'm Sybil. We're here every Saturday taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, or your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, if you're looking for a car, today you don't want to get out in this weather, but you can shop online or on the phone.
Exactly right. And, you know, it is Small Business Saturday, and we are a small, family-owned, locally-owned business. So if you're thinking about getting another car, whether you're leasing a new car, whether you're buying a pre-owned car, maybe you're thinking about doing a lease on a pre-owned car, or maybe a flex buy, which you can only get at Autoflex Leasing, you could give us a call today, either 972 or 817-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can also get maybe a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in. How about that for a deal?
Yeah.
A real Black Book appraisal from your friends at Autoflex.
Coming up a little later in the show, we're going to get into what cars will look like in 2025.
Yeah, not necessarily what they'll actually look like, but what they'll look like. I mean, what are we going to achieve? What are we looking for? How are they going to change? We're going to talk a little bit about change.
But first, there's lots of people getting in wrecks in this weather today. So here's what happens if you're in a roadside emergency.
Yeah, you know, the first thing you should worry about is your safety, because that's really the key thing. You can replace a car. If you have a wreck, if you have a battery die on you, if your engine stops, if you have a flat tire or two flat tires, which will stop you completely, I can tell you from experience, a couple of things. Number one, get your car off the road, as far off the road as you can, preferably on the right shoulder, preferably as far to the right as you can get without sticking your car in the mud.
You did mention, even in the case of an accident, if you could get your car off the road to do so, right?
Absolutely.
You should not be blocking.
Yeah. It's against the law. It is against the law to leave your car in a traffic lane if it's drivable after an accident. If you want to jump out with your cell phone and take a couple of quick pictures, then jump back in your car and get it off the road and don't try to tie up traffic. More importantly, though, you never know when somebody is going to be flying down the road not paying attention, and you become a statistic at that point, and nobody wants to be a statistic.
We've all heard of those where there was an accident and then somebody else runs into the accident because they're distracted doing something else.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought everybody was looking at the accident, but no, apparently not. So it would be wise. And the other thing is, just think about what kinds of things you think and say as you go by the person that's been holding you up for 30 minutes on the road because they didn't get their car off the road, and see if you want some of those same well wishes coming your direction whenever you're the one involved in the accident. So think about that, too.
Okay, so once you have your vehicle off the road, you want to make your vehicle as visible as possible. And you can do that with flares. You can get a triangle or a series of those triangles. I think they sell them in sets of three or
four.
The
orange glowing.
The ones that glow in the headlights. You can use anything you can use to light up your car. Certainly the first thing to do is turn on the emergency flashers.
Right.
And then get back behind your car and slightly to the left of it, if you're on the right-hand side, and get something out there that drivers will see that will draw attention to the fact that you are on the side of the road, and that may keep you from getting run into again, which is another biggie.
And if the only safe place to be is in the car?
Stay in the car.
And wear your seatbelt.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't just sit in the car, because if you are hit by somebody,
yes,
the seatbelt could keep you from being ejected from one of the openings in the car.
Now, if you're stuck and you need help and you don't have a way to get help, raise your hood. That's the very first thing. Another sign of being in distress is having a piece of white cloth tied to your antenna, hanging out your window, you know, rolled up in the driver's window.
Hanging
it on the driver's door handle, just a piece of cloth, because that's a sort of an international signal. Hey, I'm in trouble.
And surrender.
Got the hood up. Yeah, well, that's true.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
It works.
Yeah.
I mean, because a lot of people understand that.
And that's because it's from his day.
Say your cell phone.
See, we have cell phones. We're just going to call and reach out for
right.
help. But you know, back in the day, you had to wave a white flag.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question. In this day and age, though, do people still pull over and help strangers on the side of the road?
You know,
I don't.
We're going to talk about that
in
a second.
I'll call for some help for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that in a second. Okay, stay in your car. Keep the doors locked. Once you've got the hood up and a signal out and your car's marked and everyone can see that you're distressed and you're stuck, stay in your car. Don't get out of your car for any reason.
Keep the doors locked.
Unless you're sitting in front of a police station. Then you can get out and go in the police station. But otherwise, stay in your car. Keep the doors locked. If someone comes up to help, use good judgment. Do they look like someone that you would expect to come up and help?
They never do.
Or do they look like someone that might want to rob you? So you have to be very, very careful. If you're going to roll your window down, just roll it down a little bit. Talk to them through the crack.
Ask them to make a phone call for you.
Exactly.
If you can't.
Yeah, if you can't call.
If you're the only person in America without a cell phone, then you can ask the stranger.
Okay, so I actually got stuck on the side of the road where a cell phone would not work. I was on the way to the top of Pikes Peak, and there's no cell phone service there. Now, maybe there is now. This has been 8 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no cell phone service. I was at 9,200 feet. And cell phones don't work there because it's all mountains and I guess they're line of sight. And so
they probably do now, Dave, just so
they
know.
Probably do, yeah. But I mean, it can happen that you can be stuck and don't have access to a cell phone.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's always good to remember all these things though, because it can happen to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened to me, you know? So it can happen to anybody.
It can happen to him.
One of our AutoFlex Leasing fan texters at 43733 said, thank you so much for telling people to pull over if they can. I'm a police officer, and I can't stress enough how dangerous it is to leave your car in traffic if it's still drivable after an accident.
Right.
Thanks for listening, officer.
Yeah,
yes.
We have so many great police officers that listen to the show, and we thank you guys because what you do every day is dangerous, and you don't get paid enough, I'm telling you.
Hells yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about it and about what to do in case of you have an accident, you have a flat tire and you can't get moving, you're stuck. What do you have in your car just in case?
Mm.
Now here is
cell phone.
Here's the test, okay?
There you go.
Mark down how many of these you've actually got in your car, okay? Not intend to put in your car, but you've got in your car. First of all, a cell phone.
Okay, no problem.
Everybody's always got a cell phone with them.
That's like check right. attached to
Good.
My body.
Same.
Okay. A basic first aid kit.
By basic, what do you mean? Like I got a BC powder and a Band-Aid?
No, you need to have bandages. You need to have gauze. You need to have a tourniquet. You need to have things that could save someone's life if they're involved in a serious accident and you have access to them. And you have to learn how to use it also. But having a great...
How to apply a tourniquet, where's
exactly.
the pressure
yep.
point to
exactly.
keep
so,
somebody from bleeding.
A basic first aid kit. You got to have one. All Here right. we go again. Have you got one of these? A fire extinguisher.
Nope, I'm out.
No.
Okay, so there was an accident this last week where a truck ran into a car and damaged the car quite badly, and the passenger was stuck in the car, and the car started on fire under the hood. The truck driver was able to get his fire extinguisher because I believe all truck drivers, semi drivers, they have to carry them. And he was able to put the fire out in the car and keep the guy alive, help the guy stay alive until the emergency responder showed up.
Wow.
Fire extinguishers are pretty important.
I do not have one in my car.
Neither do I.
Okay. Warning lights, hazard triangles, or flares. Something to mark your car or another car with if it's stuck on the side of the road. Everybody got one of those?
I've got the hazard lights in my car.
Same here.
No, hazard triangle.
I know, but it said warning.
No, warning light. A warning light would be a battery-powered light. You could set it out on the side of the road.
Don't have any of that.
Tire gauge.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a tire gauge.
Good.
Do you have a tire gauge, Sybil?
I think so. It's like shaped like a pin, and you would put it on the little nozzle of the tire. Okay, I think I have one of those.
Okay, good.
Jack and a lug wrench.
Not that it would do any good, ladies and gentlemen. She thinks it's shaped like this.
Wouldn't know how to use it or what to do with the results.
Hey, would this help?
Okay.
Jack and lug wrench, yes. I think that's standard pretty much with every new vehicle these days, right?
If you've got a spare. If you've got a spare. And if you don't have a spare, you probably have foam tire sealant. And sometimes a built-in air compressor that you can plug into your power point on your car. And it will air up a tire.
And if you don't, refer back to one, cell phone.
Yes. All right. Extra fuses.
I wouldn't even know where to put a fuse. No.
Okay, so most cars actually come with spare fuses in the little fuse box. They'll have a couple of spares in there just in case.
Or spy fuse box.
Yes.
Right. Jumper cables. Anybody?
No. I think I have them in there now. I have in the past.
I have jumper cables.
I think they're there.
You know why I don't have them? Because I have a new car and I really don't need them. But the only reason I would ever use them is to help somebody.
Yep. Last time I used them was for somebody at a Maverick game.
Yeah.
And they were dead and we jumped them off.
Yeah.
But I ain't got no time to help nobody.
Here's the other thing. I mean, like if somebody wants to borrow your jumper cables, then you're being sucked into helping somebody, think you're doing something good, and then they could do the boogeyman thing on you.
Yes.
Or, so I'd be like, they're in the trunk. Just get them yourself, okay?
Or then you have to sit there and waste 30 minutes while they're jumping the car.
Okay. Here's the next one, and this is a real biggie. Flashlight.
Cell phone.
Flashlight.
I have one on my cell phone.
Okay, oh, sure. Sure you do. I've got
one LED. That's large enough to be a weapon as well.
Yeah, yeah. LED flashlights are great for the car, by the way, because you don't have to worry about the bulb. You don't have to worry about the bulb being burned out. Here's another biggie, and people don't think about this. Gloves.
Ah.
I've got gloves in the trunk of my car.
Mine came standard with the car also, in case you need to change it out.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice. Yep. I carry these rubber gloves in my car anyway because I don't like to get my hands gasoline smelly at the gas station. So I always put them on. I feel like Dexter getting ready to gas up my car, putting on my little surgical gloves.
It also says hand sanitizer, which I always have in my purse. So I'm going to check that as a yes.
Okay, let me throw this in really quick. This is great. Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter. I may be wrong, but not a lot of people know that if they can't get a hold of anybody to help, there's a Texas roadside assistance number on the back of your driver's license.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go. That's great information. Thank you. Okay, so gloves, for sure. A roadside assistance number.
And there you go. It's on the back of your license.
A phone to take pictures with, because you're liable to need them.
Okay. Because you might need a selfie.
Yeah, well, or things.
I'm kidding.
Stories change. They do change.
They do.
Especially with accidents.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
And finally, a pen and a piece of paper to write on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody got one of those in their car?
Got it in my purse.
Yeah. A lot of people don't carry that. It's really important because you have to be able to make notes.
I love this list. I'm surprised at how much stuff we're expected to have in our cars that most people probably don't. But if you want to print that out and make a little checklist, you can go to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, follow along with all the stories we talk about.
You know, there's a lot of countries that require certain things be in the car at all times. Like France requires that you have either the triangles or flares, that you have a yellow vest to put on if you have to get out of your car in traffic. There's a number of countries that require that each driver have a certain amount of safety equipment with them. And if you don't, they write you a ticket if they pull you over. So if they pull you over for anything, they check your safety equipment when they do it.
Okay, it's like being at the lake with a boat. You've got to have enough life vests for all the people in the boat.
That's true. One of our Autoflex Leasing fan texters says, don't forget matches or a lighter in case you need to light a fire if you're out in the country.
Well, and you know, we could talk about that because if you're taking long distance road trips, there's different stuff that you should have. You should have water. You should have some non-perishable food. You should have blankets. And if you're traveling in really cold country, snow and ice, cat litter.
Oh, for the roadways.
No, cat litter, if you get stuck and your wheels have no traction,
put down cat litter, get some traction. I thought it was so that you could try to lure a cat in and kill it to eat it. That was terrible.
Oh, hey, I've been redeemed.
Will my Zippo app on my phone work for the lighter?
Probably not.
Okay. But, okay, so Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, the greatest fan texters in the world. There is still no service on Pike's Peak. I was there 2 weeks ago.
All right, we got to go take a break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Boomer Sooner.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. It is Snuggles weather. It's freezing, it's wet and rainy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Are you going to do some snuggling today, Snuggles?
Autoflex Leasing Fantex 43733.
We're looking for takers. Speaking of the weather, there is a flash flood warning in effect if you're in Johnson County. All the JoCo mofos, be careful. That's in effect till 9:55 this morning.
And if you're out there driving, realize it's raining and the streets are slick. I don't want to have to wait to get around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turn your lights on.
Exactly. What
people always like to text in and remind their fellow listeners.
Well, I see plenty of people down there on Central with no lights on.
Well, turn them on. People's... Oh,
turn on. Hey.
Okay. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Another one of our police officers. Since you were talking about safety, would you mind throwing out there to move over if you come across someone in an emergency or an officer on the side of the road? You're supposed to move as far away to the other side of the road as you can, and that is now a state law, I believe. That's right.
Yeah, don't go speeding past them so that the wind off your car makes them, you know, lunge forward.
And you get splashed in this weather.
The whole thing is, those guys are out there.
They're doing their job, and they're in danger all the time anyway, so...
The same courtesy you'd like to have.
Would be
cool.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I hope this is a woman. I am so in on Snuggles.
All right. He said he's 6'3 and 250 pounds, Snuggles.
Oh, really?
No.
That's a whole lot of snuggling there.
So we have an Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter asking what kind of fuel economy they should be getting in their 2008 Nissan Altima. Now, it does depend on which engine you have, but I Googled it. Mm-hmm. And it says up to 23 city and 32 highway. So I don't know what you're actually getting, but you might need to have your car serviced.
Yes.
If you're not getting great fuel economy. What could that be, David? A clogged fuel filter?
It could be. Or it could be the...
It could be an O2 sensor. It could be something in the emissions.
If it's got injectors, they could be clogged up. So it could be a lot of different things.
And Steve in Frisco chimes in. My daughter's going off to college soon. Would it make sense to lease a safe used car?
Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, that's not a very bad plan at all.
There are two schools of thought. If you're talking about leasing versus purchasing, I think the safe car is the given because you love your child.
Right.
But leasing or purchasing, that is the question. And I have answered that probably no less than 10,000 times. It really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So if you would like to give her a vehicle to drive and set up the lease for just the term of her college experience... As long as you can guarantee she's only going to be there at many years. I couldn't do that for my parents. I was like a professional student for a little while. Anyway, you can determine how long she's going to be in school, set the lease up for that term, and then I'm sure you're buying her a brand new car for her graduation or something.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you're probably dealing with a very short window here because once they graduate, they might keep that car. Or they might not. So a lease would provide a really good venue because you could make that decision then when they get out of school. Do you want to buy the car at the end? Because you can do that.
Right.
Just do a refi on it. Or you can just hand it back in case they're signed up with a new job that's going to pay them $225,000 a year.
And then they're going to start buying you the car.
Exactly. if you're lucky.
But if you do want a little bit of guidance, what I think is really great about working at Autoflex is we get to work more like a consultant than a salesperson because we help people determine what would be the smart financial move here based on their trading habits, their driving habits, what they're trying to accomplish financially now in the future, and just their overall goals. You know, is this the kind of car that's going to satisfy your needs for 10 years? If you're a young married couple starting out, probably a minivan or an SUV is in your future, but maybe you will feel like having that sports car right now. Well, lease that sports car, and then you can move on to the car that will satisfy your needs for like 10 years and buy it.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. This ties into our next story. It's really hard to drive and text in this weather. Oh my. Okay. So just out from the government, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, in the first half of 2015, traffic deaths have risen by 8.1%, the first time they've gone up since the biggest they've gone up since 1977.
Yikes.
That's a lot of, 8.1% is huge. And guess why they think?
I don't need a guess. I've been stating this for years.
Smartphones. Texting and driving, people on their phones and driving. And trust me, I've had this happen to me. I can even be on my hands-free and still be involved enough in the conversation that I've missed an exit.
Same here.
Yeah, and so even if you're on hands-free, the distraction is still there. So
because your brain is not on the main task at hand, which is driving.
Exactly.
Paying attention.
So in 2014, we had 32,675 deaths in the entire year. It looks like that number in the first half of this year is up 8.1%, and they attribute a big part of that to smartphones and texting and talking and driving. Now, here's the other thing. Ford has just invented a suit to simulate driving while stoned. And the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration believes that as much as 18% of highway deaths are a result of someone being under the influence of a drug, either marijuana or cocaine or heroin or something. So they have invented a suit which will simulate what it's like if you're stoned or if you're high or if you're tripping or if you're whatever.
So it feels like you're going 95, but really you're going 30 miles per hour.
Well, and it's got glasses that show you flashes in case you're having like flashbacks. And
weird.
They've got trimmer. It's got vibrators that you can have hand tremors. So it's got vibrators that cause you to have hand tremors. So
weird.
It actually simulates how badly people. And here's the other thing. The people that get killed are the ones that go, oh, no, I can drive. I'm fine.
Right. Doesn't I drive better when I'm high.
Oh, or drunk. Yeah. Oh, I'm great. Yeah. Give me the wheel. Anyway, Ford now has a suit. So if you're wondering what it's like to drive
stoned.
What are
they doing with this suit?
Well, they're using it for educational purposes. And it's going to be distributed in 30 countries and all 50 U.S. states. And they're going to have driving classes. And they're going to let people wear this suit.
Ooh, I want
to
do it.
To understand how badly we perform when we're under the influence of something.
I hope they have it at the state fair next year. And you can jump in and it's like virtual reality.
Yes.
And then afterwards when you get out of the suit, because you're wearing it, right? It's like a bodysuit with goggles.
Yes.
And then
yeah.
when you get out, hopefully you can watch yourself on video and see what a fool you look like.
Well, does it make you do these things
yeah,
or do you just
yeah,
feel it?
No, it limits your ability to react and it causes you to shake and the goggles, okay. they screw your vision up like drugs might screw your vision up.
Yeah.
That kind of deal. So
it says it uses a mix of weights, padding, headphones, and special goggles to simulate
yes.
the effects.
Yes.
What
Weird.
About some Cheetos?
Cheetos cost extra.
I'm sure, you know, they're simulating that thing, they might need a snack.
Right.
Okay, I thought it was funny.
Okay, and one last thing real quickly. I thought this was interesting. GM is providing fuel cell vehicles to the Army. The Army is starting to test fuel cell vehicles for their reconnaissance missions on those vehicles that they're using because they don't require gasoline. That's the first thing. Secondly, the fuel is lighter because it's a gas. Thirdly, they're silent. They don't make noise. They're electric. And finally, they run very, very efficiently and quietly, and they have huge torque because they have electric engines. It's not the torque is a whole different.
I don't think I knew that fuel cell vehicles would also be electric.
Yeah, they are electric. That's what happens. They combine oxygen and hydrogen, and they produce electricity. And the only exhaust is water vapor.
Oh.
That's why they're sort of cool.
Nice.
Anyway, GM is supplying a ton of them to the U.S. Army, which is an interesting development because. When I talked to the guy that was the alternative fuel manager for General Motors, he told me he thought fuel cells were the future, that's where everything would be in 25 years. So we'll see how that works. But I've got a feeling he may have had something to do with giving the Army those. If they can prove those in the field and they can show how effective they are, they can start talking about putting people in them and building the infrastructure. You know, for the filling stations.
A genius Auto Flex Leasing fan texter says, can I just start wearing that suit instead of actually getting high?
Oh,
that's
I
a
like
good
that.
Idea. Wear the suit instead.
All yes. right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, JP, a.k.a. Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or you can shoot us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 43733, or you can call AutoFlex because even in this weather, they are open for your business. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars. And if you're looking for a bargain, you can find our Save Money Monday cars there. Go to AutoFlex.com, click on Manager Specials, and there will be the Save Money Monday cars. Those are cars we're going to actually send to auction on Tuesday. So we mark them down for one day and offer them to the public. That'll be Save Money Monday's Manager Specials at AutoFlex.com.
Mm-hmm. Getting lots of AutoFlex leasing fan texters in. This guy asks, what's a good, affordable, reliable midsize sedan, and is it better to get it new or used?
Which, according to your purpose again, but good, affordable midsize sedan, in my mind, would be either a Camry or an Accord or an Altima, a Corolla. Subarus are terribly reliable. As to whether you buy or lease, that's a question as to how long you're going to keep the car. If you're going to keep it a long time and you're comfortable not having all the latest stuff all the time, then I would look for a one-year-old car and I'd buy it a year old.
Yeah.
Saves you money.
If you'll keep it for 8 or 10 years, then buy it. If you want to get rid of it in anywhere from 3 to 5 years, lease it. It's just easier. You don't have to take on the responsibility of diminished value should the car be involved in an accident, get hail damage. For some reason, some terrible recall comes out, and that just nobody wants them now. Now, you're looking at a Jeep Wrangler. Safe bet. That's one I would take to Vegas, baby. So no matter how you want to pay for it or commit to driving it, you really can't lose there. Now, you did mention that you think you drive too many miles per year to lease. Well, that all depends. We can structure the lease to match your mileage. And if you are driving a lot of miles, you've got to think about that, too. If you're going to put it on, say, a five-year contract, but you're driving 20,000 miles a year, as long as you're planning to keep it once it's paid off, that's fine. But if you are driving 20,000 miles a year and you don't want to keep it, a lease is smart because then you've got a guaranteed future value and you have the option to just turn it in and walk away. Whether the car was involved in an accident, you know, hail damage, or whatever, it doesn't matter what the value is. You can turn it back in because we build in the right number of miles for you and the right term, and then you're done.
Always build the right number of miles if you lease. Always build the miles under the lease every time without fail. It makes sense to do that. It makes no sense not to do it. The other thing is Jeep Wranglers do have great resale value, mm-hmm. So they have great lease pricing or great lease payments. We lease. That's our second largest lease from Chrysler Fiat or Fiat Chrysler. That's our second most popular vehicle is the Jeep Wrangler.
What's the first one?
From
Grand
Chrysler?
Cherokee, probably.
Yeah, Grand Cherokees.
I don't think I've ever...
Followed closely in third place by Ram pickups.
Aha!
Yeah.
On that note about Jeep Wranglers, another AutoFlex leasing fan texter says, I got my Wrangler from AutoFlex 2 back in 2013. I had to file for Chapter 13 in October of 2014. How long do I need to wait for a trade-in?
Well,
it's been about a year.
It's going to take 10 years before the 13 gets off your bureau. But if you are making payments and if you can show that you were making payments on the car and you never missed a payment on that, everything was done on time, then within a couple of years, lenders will look at you and see that you've made the payments on the car and will go ahead and refinance you. Now, you'll probably pay a little bit higher interest rate because of the Chapter 13. Nothing you can do about that.
So that's something I would, if you don't have to trade it in, you might wait until you have reestablished some credit a little bit longer. But you know what? If you'll call the office, you can even call me. I'll find out who your original specialist was and get you connected back with them. 972-234-1234 or 817-234-1234.
Mm-hmm.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. If the phone is so smart, why can't it disable text while traveling?
Because of the passengers.
Well, and here's the other thing. There is a big lobby that doesn't want you not to be able to text while you're in a moving car. And the line is, well, it's the passengers. It's always the passengers. But the reality is they can set up a phone that will disable while it's moving. It'll disable the text portion of it. They've got programs right now that do that. You can put your kids' phones on them so that they can't text and drive. So they could do it for anyone. But again, there's a lot of telephone people out there that do make money when you text and use data.
Right.
There you go.
But like when we're headed to the airport, the passenger needs to be able to double check the time of the flights not being canceled.
Yes.
Call the airport valet, make sure that's all set up for you to drop the car off. I mean, there's stuff to do for the passenger. I'm 100,000% in agreement with that driver doesn't get to do anything but 9 and 3 It's 9 and 3 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the airbags. 10 and 2, 9 and 3 But keep your hands on the wheels and watch for all those other crazy people who aren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. My wife currently has a 2013 Edge Sport. We are looking at RX350s. How do they compare to each other? Tammy's a great person to talk about this.
Funny, I test drove. They're not the same at all. The Lexus is a lot smoother vehicle. This last go round, I didn't opt for the Lexus. It was a little more money than I wanted to spend. A lot more money than I wanted to spend, actually. But so nice. And I don't know. You're just going to go up a little bit in payment. But they're fabulous. David says they just don't break. You know,
no,
but my
don't.
Ford Edge didn't either. But I also had problems with the Sony infotainment system.
Yeah.
So Lexus doesn't have those problems.
But if you want to bring your wife into Autoflex, that way you don't have to go to a Lexus dealer and a Ford dealer.
Yeah. How do they compare to each other? We'll show you.
Side by side.
We've had people bring in their dog crates to make sure their dog crates would fit. We'd set 4 or 5 cars together. We've had people bring in their child seats. If they've got 3 child seats, you got to have a special car to hold those.
Had people bring in their children?
Yes.
To make sure that they fit in the car?
Or their significant others.
Right.
We've had that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just to make sure they fit.
Absolutely. You know what?
It's true.
It's quite a bit more luxurious than the Ford Edge. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
Which makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. I've got a customer that's terribly long-waisted. Most of his body is from the waist up, not from the waist down.
And so he looks like Dorf.
There are certain cars that he's comfortable in and certain cars that he's not comfortable in.
Right?
And the only way he can tell, and it's the headroom clearance. If a car has a moonroof, you have less headroom clearance. And so there's certain cars he can fit in, even when the seat's all the way down, and certain cars where his head touches the ceiling sometimes. So you've just got to get in the car, drive it, move the seat around, make sure. I had a customer that brought a car straight back to us because it hurt his back. He took delivery of it. He called me a couple of hours later and said, I need to bring it back. It's killing my back. Brought it back. We found a different car. Worked great. He drove off in his new car. So drive the cars, test them, give us a call. We'll line them up side by side for you, and you can make a great choice, and it won't hurt your back.
That's right. Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, can you give me some examples of the types of cars you have on the Autoflex sales lot, clearance lot?
Good ones, pretty ones.
We've got since we lease all makes and models, we have all makes and models. So we have a really big selection of SUVs and trucks and CUVs, the smaller utility vehicles. We also have a number of sedans, everything from Altimas and Corollas all the way up to Mercedes and Lexus. We've just got a little bit of everything.
We have Audis.
Yes, we do have Audis.
BMWs.
Those are all online, though, at autoflex.com, right?
You can see them all there, yeah. Now, here's the other thing. Part of the...
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I thought we were going to break.
Cadillac.
So, you can see them online, but here's the thing. We sell our lots out at about 2.5 times per month, which means that some of the cars that you're going to see online probably got sold yesterday, and there are cars that are there that are not online and won't be until Monday.
True.
So if you call one of the offices, that's the easiest way to find out if you're looking for a specific vehicle. They can tell you whether we've got it or not.
Ooh, an American-made midsize affordable sedan, the Chevy Malibu. And I like that car. Can't believe I forgot to mention that one earlier to our fan texter that was looking for an affordable, reliable midsize.
Mm-hmm.
That's another good one.
That's right.
We have trucks. We have Chevy trucks. We have Suburbans and Tahoes and those... A crossover, kind of Traverse.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of everything.
We do have some Chryslers, some Dodge. We have it all.
Okay, so
one call does it all.
I was reading a magazine, a car magazine. It is a consumer's car magazine. And I was reading some of their suggestions. And of course, we do all makes and models. We're familiar with them. It's part of our life. And they made some suggestions that I thought were really, really strange. And then I went down into the comments section, and I read through the comments section, and there it was. Somebody wrote, you know, it's really hard to take these people seriously because they're accepting ad dollars from the same people that they're reviewing cars for.
Mm-hmm.
So
they just so happen to recommend this car that there's an advertisement for.
Exactly. So the best way to find out is to find out for yourself. Or to look in an unbiased, if you can find an unbiased publication, or call Autoflex because we're unbiased.
That's right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or you can send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts. Oh, wait. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex for your next new or certified pre-owned vehicle. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area is always AutoFlex.com. So you can actually go online at AutoFlex.com, build any car you want to build, any new car, and send it to us, and then we'll be glad to find that car for you and set it up in a lease.
I love it.
So it's easy.
If you want a new Mercedes or a new Ford or a new Nissan.
Anything that can be built, you can build on our computer.
Love it.
Yeah. So this last week, at the San Antonio Auto Show and Truck Show, the Ford F-150, the 2015, was voted the Green Truck of the Year. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at these manufacturers, what you will find is they try to garner as many endorsements as they can because then they can use those in their advertising.
Right.
So the reason this was the Green Truck of the Year is it gets a fuel efficiency rating of 26 miles per gallon, which isn't exactly like a Prius, but it's better than all the rest of the pickup trucks.
Okay.
Now, it's because of the aluminum body and because of some of the things they've done with the fueling of the vehicle that it gets better gas mileage, but also Ford produces a CNG and a propane version, which are basically zero emissions compared to an internal combustion engine. So with the combination of the CNG, the propane, and the aluminum body, they get 26 miles per gallon. Again, you got to sort of realize that a lot of these accolades are almost self-generated because the manufacturers really do everything they can to garner every kind of endorsement they can for advertising purposes.
Like there's a little form with boxes they can, okay, now we can get it up to this kind of fuel economy so we can check this box.
Well, and you know, they got into trouble last year because they were taking the bumpers off of them before they were actually driving them on the road to check fuel economy so it would be lighter.
So Ford cheated a bit too, not unlike Volkswagen, Audi cheated. I know it's totally different, but everybody really cheats is the bottom line, right?
Until they get caught, then they're not cheating anymore.
877-881-1053 is the phone number. John in Dallas, good morning. You're on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Hello, John.
Here he is.
We're here.
Yep.
What up?
All right. Well, I just moved to Cleveland, Ohio. I'm actually on my way driving back there right now. Oh. I'm a Texas kid, born and raised, trying to figure out, I don't really need chains for my car, but what are some tips on driving, I guess, in the snow and the ice? I have a 2013 Subaru Legacy Sport, I got a car that's kind of built for it, but yeah. I don't know much else.
Well, you're driving the right car.
That's an all-wheel drive, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You're in great shape then.
And your resale value is going to be a great deal higher up there than it is here. People pay a big premium for Subaru anywhere there's ice.
They do. But honestly, you have some severe weather in Ohio, so you are in the right car already. Chains, I think, are really that's pretty old. They did that before really many cars had all-wheel drive, especially a lightweight car with chains. We did that in Colorado. I remember riding in my mom's little Toyota Corolla with chains on the tires. Pretty bumpy ride. But you don't need that up there, I don't think.
You know, a lot of people change out tires because you can buy snow tires and you can run them in the winter and then change your regular tires on in the summer. And you get better efficiency, obviously, with the regular tires. But the snow tires do help out quite
better
a bit.
Traction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And carry some cat sand with you in case you get stuck on a hill and you can't move. Get some cat sand out and put it under your tires. It'll give you traction.
And a blanket and a winter hat and take some snacks.
Yep. And bottled water in case you get stranded.
Gosh, we had some of that crazy stuff going on here last year in the winter where people got stuck on the highways.
And enjoy yourself. We forgot to say that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you listening.
Hopefully some of the AutoFlex.
Happy Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland. It's always sunny in Cleveland. Okay, so hopefully some of our AutoFlex leasing fan texters would be able to share some good driving tips with this young man who's moving to Ohio. I'm so sorry.
I'm sure Ohio's great. AutoFlex leasing fan text. What kind of car do I have to lease in order to get Sybil to marry me? I don't think that we have a car that will do that.
Aw. That's very nice, though.
But we do offer, here's another AutoFlex leasing fan texter. Do you offer any programs or assistance to first-time buyers with no credit?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We've got some really, really competitive programs. As long as you don't have poor credit, if you've got no credit, basically, or very limited credit, we can really help you. Give one of the offices a call. If you're, let's see, you're a 940, so probably 817-234-1234.
You decide if Tarrant County or Dallas County would be closer for you, but we can always deliver the car as well. 817 or 972-234-1234.
That's right.
Or go online to autoflex.com and you can fill out an inquiry there. You can go to our website, fill out an entire credit application, tell us the kind of things you want to be looking for in your payment, in the type of car you want to drive, and we'll connect you with a great specialist to help you.
Indeed. Got another caller, 877-881-1053. Hello, Shane. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Hello.
Hello, Shane. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
I'm sorry, I'm not Shane.
Oh, hello there, sir. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil. What's your name?
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want to see?
Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey,
sorry
Bill.
About that.
That's okay. Question for you. My wife and I, we purchased a car back in 13, and I just bought a Infiniti just a couple months ago. Well, we're ready to get her a new car as well, but she's now a stay-at-home mom. How easy is it to get two loans on one person?
It's difficult. It's according, though, to income and debt ratio.
And credit.
As long as if your credit's good and your ratio of debt to income is good, then it's not a problem at all. If you're really tight for money, if the mortgage is high and you don't make that much, then it could be difficult. We just have to see. The thing is, we do it all the time, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people trade cars at the same time, or the husband will get a new car and the wife wants one, or vice versa. So within a couple of weeks, you see another transaction.
If you're currently making two car payments and you can afford to, it shouldn't be a real issue. That's what I would say.
That's what we do, because she actually went to be a stay-at-home mom a couple months after we bought her car. So I've been doing her entire loan.
Oh,
name.
Well, congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that they stay home. It's good that they stay home with the kids. The kids turn out better.
Kids need to be beat on a regular basis, so she should be there to beat them daily.
Great. Well, that just went out.
He knows I'm kidding.
Okay.
It's a joke.
All right, thanks, Bill. Party on.
Thanks.
There he goes. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Texter 43733. I just got a 2014 Kia Soul with 16,000 miles. My payments are $225 a month. I have a 600 credit score. How reliable are the Kia Souls?
I would refer you to user groups online.
They're cute. I think they're really cool looking.
We don't lease a lot of Kia Souls. That's just not a vehicle that
feedback.
We do. So I have no feedback. But I promise you, if you'll go to some of the user groups online, they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you everything.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got an opinion online.
Okay, so a couple of things real quickly. The Elio is the manufacturer. Elio is the manufacturer of a vehicle that has three wheels, two in the front, one in the back. It is a fully enclosed automobile. It has air conditioning, power windows, and power locks, that kind of thing. And it gets 86 miles to the gallon right now, or that's what they're working on. And they just raised $25 million by crowdfunding the effort, which will allow them to get started on building their factory in Shreveport and put out these Elios that get 80-plus miles to the gallon.
So is it like a trike? Like one of those?
It is like a trike.
Okay.
But it's fully enclosed.
But it's a car.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go to the Facebook page, AutoFlex Leasing's Facebook page, and you can see the pictures of one there. They're really, really interesting. $25 million by crowdfunding. And let me tell you, it was not like one guy. It was 6,665 people that gave an average of $3,775 a piece, or pledged. They didn't give. They pledged that much money. So pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Those are cute little cars.
Yes, they are. And so finally, if you're thinking about buying a Volkswagen Bug, you've had your chance and you missed it. Herbie the Love Bug sold at auction last week for $86,250, making it the most expensive Beetle ever sold. And it was the real love bug from the three movies, Herbie the Love Bug, Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, and Herbie Rides Again.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
So it's actually worth more than Lindsay Lohan.
It could be.
Because she was in that Herbie movie.
It could be. So here's the thing. It's still got all the mechanics for the driver of the car, who actually sat in the back seat out of the camera's view. So there's a place to drive the car with bells and whistles and gears and pulleys in the back seat. And that's where the car was driven for the movie, because the car was supposed to be driving itself.
That's cool.
It was sold at the same auction that they sold Steve McQueen's driving suit that he wore in Le Mans, the movie Le Mans, $425,000. But the big item of the day was the blue gingham plaid dress worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz. It sold for $1.56 million.
Wow.
Which is about half what someone paid last year for the lion costume, over $3 million.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I wonder if Google will do the next generation Herbie movie with their driverless cars.
Ooh, that they would could be do cool. it without all
they
those
could do like
pulleys,
a remake.
Chains.
Yeah. Yes. That would be fun. All right. If we didn't get a chance to reach you on your AutoFlex leasing fan text, you can still call AutoFlex. They're open right now, 817 or 972-234-1234, or go online to AutoFlex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Snuggles. For David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Boomer Sooner! Oh. AutoFlex Leasing, oh yeah.